Hello, my name is George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to the channel. And this is about the Labour government in the United Kingdom and their imbecilic new rule. So, Shabana Mahmood, she's not been Home Secretary for very long. And obviously, she's the one in charge of immigration, citizenship, and so on. And she says, henceforth, those who immigrate to the United Kingdom will be required to speak English up to A-level standard. Those who do not hail for the United Kingdom won't know A level, standing for advanced level. That's the exam that you sit when you if you're 18. Now that's one route people age 16 can leave school and do apprenticeships. There are other qualifications you can do about the age of 18, but that's A level. But wait a second, is she saying the standard of A level English literature or English language, A level English language and literature? They're two different things. And there's a spoken component to one of them which can help you, which can't harm you. But wait a second, most people don't sit A level English language or A level, sorry, A level English literature or A level English language and literature. You can't do A level English language, so I don't think. But because people who do A level history or A level politics or A level classical civilization, their English is usually just as good. Only a small minority of people do A level English. And this is preposterous. So most British people wouldn't meet this requirement. The former Deputy Prime Minister Angela Rayner definitely wouldn't, didn't even have GCSEs. She goes, oh, some other things. So sorry, how come she could be Deputy Prime Minister, but she couldn't wouldn't have the lowliest job, wouldn't have done the lowliest job she has done, like a cleaner or something? It is preposterous. It's totally unnecessary. You don't need A levels to be able to pick potatoes or wash cars, or look after little children, or be a care assistant, or something like that, or wash dishes, or wait on tables. This is ridiculous qualification inflation. So why is Labour doing this? Because they're terrified. The opinion polls is say they're not just going to lose the next election; they'll be smashed out of sight by Reform United Kingdom. Now, I don't think that party, Reform UK, is going to do that well. They are going to do quite well. I mean, they're certainly going to do well in the double figures, like 50 or 90 seats, maybe even over 100. I really don't see them getting anywhere near the magic number of 326 to form a government. I could be wrong. There's almost 4 years to go if Labour leaves the election to the last possible minute, August 2029. So a lot could go right for Labour in that time. So they think they've got to talk tough on the immigration issue. And they're doing this. It's a day that Shabana Mahmood made perhaps a fatal acknowledgement, and that is that the United Kingdom has lost control of its borders. Wow. And that is a gross dereliction of duty. Like many things, is bad under the Conservatives, and it's got a lot worse under Labour. So Labour was oh so smug about opposing the Rwanda plan, and the Rwanda plan's failed. Hundreds of millions of pounds later, I think three people were deported, all of whom went voluntarily. Even if it worked at its maximum, it would have sent only a small number. The idea was to have a deterrent effect. And there is some truth in that. But Labour's alternative, smash the gangs, is not working, almost as though they hadn't been tried for a few years before Labour was ushered into office. But the UK is a soft touch. It may need to repeal sections of the Human Rights Act, stuff like that. Maybe replace judges, maybe some of them are activist judges. I don't think Robert Jenrick was entirely wrong what he said. And obviously the legal profession threw a hissy fit. But they will always try and confuse their partisan advantage with justice. And opinion polls, well, have shown that they do have they are very much liberal left. Fine, you could be a liberal left person and still perform your duties in a dispassionate manner. But I suspect even if subconsciously there's bias, we're told there's subconscious bias in everything and people are racist without knowing it. But somehow there's no ideological bias amongst the judiciaries. I mean, don't make me laugh. Right. Okay. So you have to learn your language and play the part. All right. But people can play a part. I mean, I knew a Ukrainian woman who didn't speak any English, but was a care assistant, later got married to a British person, or I knew a Romanian guy came in speaking no English whatsoever, and was successful in construction. Speaks fluent English now and could he become a British citizen and all the rest of it. Admittedly, he came here illegally, but he regularized his status later. A lot of people don't speak English that well, and they can learn it later. And there's this daft rule that you have to speak quite good English to come on an English language course. That is ridiculous. Do we want these students or not? They should be able to come in speaking no English at all. It's ridiculous. So you have to prove that you don't need the qualification before you come here. Okay, so they're going to be tested on their reading, writing, speaking, and listening, and so forth. Okay, so there are skilled worker visas, the higher potential one, and they have to reach B2 English. It was B21. So B1 was equivalent to GCSE. GCSE General Certificate of Secondary Education, which people sit in Northern Ireland, Wales, and South Britain, usually not in North Britain, and so on. So I can tell you that there's a way to classify linguistic abilities. It goes A1, A2, B1, B2, C1, C2. So C2 is the best, so like native speaker standard. A1 is very primitive, but if you got to B1, well, that's quite good. You can converse a lot, make quite a few mistakes, express yourself about simple topics, under comprehend most things, write a few hundred words at a time. There'll be grammatical mistakes, there'll be misspellings and so forth, but B2 you could probably speak it all day, and you can read proper books even if you don't comprehend every word, and you will may not be taken for a maker speaker, but that is good. If you can get to B2, that is really good. Okay, so this is the skilled worker visas that have to get salaries of £41,700 per year. Now there are other visas which are people who, for people who are less skilled, and so on. So it's unnecessary. And actually, net immigration, if you take into account that most people come as students and then they leave, is about 200,000 per annum. So net immigration, that's the immigration minus the emigration, was only 431,000 in 2024. But bear in mind, as I say, a lot of those are students. Now in 2023, it'd be 906,000. Wow. That's partly because it was shortly after the Ukraine war began, the Afghan crisis. Well, that was August 2021. And yeah, because there was almost no movement in 2021, 2020, 2021, because of coronavirus. 2022, about 3 years worth came in 1 year, which spilled over a bit into 2023. And it was Boris Johnson's moronic loosening of the immigration rules. Okay, so yeah, that's it. And there are multifaceted problems to immigration, but it's partly in the labour market. It's partly British people of all races often refusing to do the dirty and poorly paid jobs because the generous benefit system is over generous, and being on benefits is a career. So I think this is unduly high standard. Okay, so there's no need for them to speak English that well or read or write it, and they can learn it and so on. Wow. So what do you think? Is this necessary? Oh, we can't be pandering to prejudice. Labour will say, the Conservatives say, anything to reduce immigration, but here they are trying to drastically reduce immigration. And I do disagree with some of the restrictions. I think you should be allowed to bring a spouse, no matter how rich or poor you are, if you're to marry someone of a foreign nationality. If I was to marry someone who's a billionaireess from wherever, from Bolivia, from Bhutan, from I can't think, Tajikistan, and her wealth couldn't be taken into account, you should bring it all in, only my wealth. Again, that is daft and illogical. What do you think should be done? And if I was Labour, I would also make it up about the Windrush generation. It's an open goal, but when Theresa May was Home Secretary, and so some people were British citizens, were deported. I couldn't believe it at first when I read it, but it's true. However appalling that is. Moreover, some people who've been here since babes in arms, they are British in all except the narrowest legal definition, and they were deported and so on because they couldn't provide two pieces of documentary evidence every year they've been here. In some ways, they've been here for half a century. So I would have Charles III apologize to them in person in a big ceremony, give them their citizenship, hand over their passport for free, renewals for free for the rest of your life, something like that. And it'd be a very easy win for Labour to look good, curry favour with ethnic minority communities. And that would redound to Labour's past and advantage, but they haven't done it. And I can tell you that's not for high-minded reasons. It's just because they're too dim and too preoccupied with, like, putting a rapist in your daughter's changing room, priorities and things that the public really, really want. Okay, thank you very much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, George Callahan, 790gmail.com. Goodbye.